if you have been a stranger to loss up until a few years ago, or recently even, then I think this particular podcast might be for you. I've witnessed personally a lot of loss, not just with myself, with my peers, with my loved ones. And not all of the loss has been physical. There has been a great deal of emotional loss as well. And with loss, there is always mourning and trying to figure out how to live life differently, how to find your new normal. And right now, I'm currently trying to find my new normal. And I'm trying to figure out, must I uproot myself from what I know to plant new life? Maybe so. Maybe I have to get on my hands and knees and grab the root and remove myself from a garden that I've known for a very long time. I feel like with every loss, it's a growing pain of sorts. I'm personally one of those people that when I'm knocked down, I sort of have to learn how to stand back up again and then walk. For a while now, I felt like life just hasn't been fair, ever. But recently, I felt like there was some type of target on my back that made me easy to be attacked or to be hurt or to be offended. And I'm supposed to make this life better than what it is, but with that fear of the unknown, that fear of knowing that I could experience such loss in the future, probably greater, and still I'm expected to uproot and accept this loss. And in the same tone, question, why am I even experiencing it? Why must I uproot when I've already planted such a beautiful garden here? Why must I leave when others have left? Why must I begin anew? So then I started to think, maybe I need to change my perspective. Maybe it's not me necessarily uprooting myself from this garden, but realizing that dirt drops from the soles of my feet and I've planted myself everywhere that I go. So every time that I experience loss, there is not something inside of me that is withering away or dying. With all of this loss, I am not dead. I am being given life. Because there is an absence, a hole that sometimes feels like is always there and nothing can fill it up. Not a job or a profession or a religion. There are just some things that can't fill these earthly trials. There are some things that just can't soothe your pain. And how do we cope with loss? How do we cope with the inevitable? We can say we'll grin and bear it, that we'll take up a hobby, or we'll get back to the gym, or we'll reconnect with old friends. But there isn't a manual we were given as children that teaches how to deal with things such as loss, why loved ones die physically and emotionally. So as I speak of uprooting and withering away, I've also made note to pay attention to the weathers in my life, and most importantly, the seasons, because sometimes we as people tend to focus on the negative seasons in our life. The rain, the cloudy times, the devastating eras of drought. And then I realized that loss is sometimes mourning the beautiful seasons we were given that just didn't last long enough. And it sort of brings me into the whole thinking that the shoes I were given in my life just don't fit. So I try to cheat. I try to walk barefoot. I try to run. I try to find shortcuts and easy way out, an easy way to cope, an easy way to uproot. It was only then that I saw that I began to experience a self-loss. It is so easy to lose yourself in the midst of chaos. It's so easy to lose sight of what's important. And they say these things in this life don't last forever. But I'm starting to believe that maybe even forevers don't really mean forever. That maybe I must uproot myself from this specific place, even to plant myself in a higher place, to bring forth fresh soil, to bear new fruit. But still, these hopes of the future and this talk of a new garden, new life, doesn't heal this pain, doesn't heal this loss. But now when I mourn, I find myself smiling as I do. I find myself overwhelmed with how extraordinary this life we were given is. I do not weep because of the raining seasons. I weep for the sunshine. I weep for the beauty. I weep for the ugly. And I realize that that's okay. The world we live in is far too confusing not to. So here I am, trying to find my new normal, trying to uproot, trying to plant, trying to live, trying to find out what inspires me, what motivates me, what makes this all worth it. But if it were not for loss, I don't think I would ever be able to appreciate life.